Welcome back to the Build Your First Microsoft BI Solution with SQL Server 2008 R2. And in this presentation, Peter Meyer is going to introduce you to the query syntax that Analysis Services uses to query multidimensional data called MDX.
Thanks, Roger. So this is the first in a three-part module. We're going to introduce MDX here. So we'll define it, we'll talk about how to use it, and how to learn MDX. So let's start with the very basics, that MDX stands for multidimensional expressions, but I'll add some joke here, and often beginners might refer to it as mind-destroying expressions.
Yes.
And, you know, there are certain challenges with this language, and I have to share with you that the challenges often come with those that have already got a fixed idea about query language. Mm. And often we begin our experience with databases in the relational world. Mm-hmm. And so, in a sense, there's some unlearning that you need to do to make this easier for you. And so I think it helps to take a step back and appreciate the structures that you're querying and then rethink about what you're doing. I like to use this analogy because in the relational world, we have objects like tables, right? Mm-hmm. Columns and rows, two-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And that when you query these, even when you join multiple tables together, the result set that you expect to come back is consisting of tables and rows.
Two-dimensional.
In essence, what you're doing is you're creating a new virtual table. Well, when you think about it in the multidimensional world, the same applies, that we have these multidimensional structures, and what you're going to be doing in your query is defining a new cube. Okay? Now, the fact is, computer screens are flat as a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. So the reality is, even though it's a multidimensional structure, often we only ever request two axes to come back anyway, our columns and rows. And if you can start to think in terms of this, it will sort of ease the way you internally come to terms with what MDX does.
Query a cube, get a cube.
Right. Yeah. We just want a flat cube. Mm-hmm. And it typically, applications and reports want flat cubes. All right, so it's designed specifically for multidimensional reporting and analysis. There are specifications that support this. We're going to go on to using MDX. So it's used in three different ways. Query statements use it. So there is a select statement, which is why the relational people get confused, because it looks very similar to the relational structures that we use. It's also used as expressions to create formulas, and we'll explore this opportunity, particularly when we enrich a cube by adding calculated members and sets. It's also used in data definition language, so for creating cubes, altering cubes. So MDX is versatile. In this presentation, we're really focusing on the querying using MDX with a select statement. All right, so this slide here talks about MDX and the UDM. So OLAP browsers, reporting tools, BI applications, they all use MDX to query the UDM. So learning MDX. Well, SQL skills may be helpful, but they also may be detrimental. So I do ask you to put your current knowledge of querying aside. MDX formulas, it does help to have an understanding about how Excel formulas work, particularly when you get into multidimensional Excel formulas. And you mm-hmm. might think, hold on a minute, Excel's not multidimensional. But when we think about it, we have columns, rows,
yeah.
and sheets.
Right.
So there's three dimensions, and you can query across workbooks. So there's potentially four dimensions you're familiar with. And if you think in terms of that, that you know if you need to isolate a particular cell in a particular sheet of a particular workbook, you need to isolate workbook, sheet, row, column, and
yeah.
then you've isolated that cell. And they are the founding principles upon which we use when talking about tuples or tuples in mm. MDX. We'll come to that in the next presentation. It's different from rendering skills. So C-sharp, ASP.NET, if you have these backgrounds, they're not really going to lend you a hand with learning MDX. So let's start with understanding the query statements by introducing the MDX query structure. And it may well look familiar to you. The select, from, and clause.
But don't be fooled. It's a mind-destroying expression.
It truly is a mind-destroying expression in disguise. And the fact is, it borrowed familiar concepts from, I guess, the ANSI. Mm-hmm. Standard, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the difference is, recall that I said that you're requesting a multidimensional result to come back. So the select really consists of axes, of which we commonly introduce two, the columns and the rows. You can go to pages, sections, chapters if you really want to, and up to 128 dimensions are supported, but I dare you. And how meaningful that would ever be to any application or person is another story. Your from clause couldn't be simpler. It's the cube that you're querying. It can get a little more interesting because you can write subqueries here and have subcube expressions, but we're going to keep things simple in this presentation. And then finally, your where is where people start to come undone, because the where we're familiar with in the relational world is there about filtering on conditions row by row, whereas here we introduce a tuple or a cell coordinate that's used to slice across the results. So I would prefer to describe it as a hidden axis, and we'll see why as we build up our understanding of this statement. All right, so this slide here endeavors to compare the two. T-SQL defines columns. It produces a two-dimensional result set. It has row headers as data, data is dynamically aggregated for groups. In contrast, MDX uses axes, commonly two for reporting applications, but could be more, and it produces a multidimensional result set that we actually call a cell set. The headings are schema-driven, so they could be dynamic. We request members of hierarchies, not fixed columns from tables.
Right.
And data is referenced by cell sets. Comparing the concepts, so SQL queries, their metadata is based on joins and aliases. They must be defined. And we group and summarize rows. We have different join conditions. We can sort, group filter once for the whole query. And expressions only consider row by row. And it's very, very different in the multidimensional world. So the metadata is already predefined. When we define the cube, we have a measures dimension. We have interacting dimensions that have hierarchies. The attributes that produce these hierarchies have relationships within themselves. The cube developer went to great effort to define these. So internally, it understands very well the relationship between the cells in the cube space itself. The query builds axes and it fills values. Remember what I said about bringing back this new virtual cube. You define what the new dimensions will be and what the members will be on them. And at the intersection of those is where the cube will then fill them with the corresponding values from the underlying cube. You can sort, group, and filter independently for each set, so you actually have much more flexibility in transforming the underlying data. And expressions can consider a point. We can use relative references. So I could say the expression here actually takes the current time period that is slicing it and go back and compare it to the time period. So we can then come up easily with a calculation that says, show me a variance of this month versus the previous month. It's actually quite difficult to do that in a relational query because you have to start getting involved in correlated subqueries in order to do this. And yet within a cube, because it understands the relationship between all members of the hierarchies and between the hierarchies and the other dimension hierarchies, you just use common navigation functions. Take me to the parent. Take me to the children. Take me to my ancestors.
Yeah.
Ascendants, descendants.
And I love the fact that you're calling this out because there are things that are just really simple to do in MDX and in a multidimensional world that are just incredibly painful to do in a relational world.
And
right?
Not only painful, inefficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Involving big table scans and all kinds of things.
And
right?
Multiple sets and correlation of sets.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah.
In the cube, it inherently understands relationships and you can exploit this
right.
In your query writing.
Right.
Alrighty, that brings us to the end of the introduction. Please stick around because the following presentations will demystify what it means to query and work with MDX.
We'll endeavor not to destroy your mind in the next one, right? Thanks
Indeed.
Very much, Peter. We'll see you in the next presentation.